WCQ-CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is KO4JKV. My name is Duncan, and my location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, announcements, or bulletins for the net? If so, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to remind everybody, coming up on Saturday, July 26th, Western Carolina Amateur Radio Society is going to have their WestCars HamFest 2025 in Waynesville, North Carolina. And it is located at Smoky Mountain Event Center. And the tickets are $7 in advance, $10 at the gate. And if you want to rent a table, if you have things to sell, that's $15 each. And I'll have a lot more details as next Monday and the Monday right. HamFest coming up July 26th. Roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight we're going to start with the pre-net check-ins, then Echo Link, then we'll go to the RF section. Starting with our pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KC4PLT, that's Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia, KF4CKT, John in Honeyapath, South Carolina, KC4WGG, Patrick in Rome, Georgia, AA4GH, Gus in Newland, North Carolina, and W2AMD, Andrew M. Simpsonville. Welcome K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, and then KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, along with Linda, KG4QLQ, Linda in Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome NC9V, Leon in Hendersonville. Then KE4DXJ, Wendy in Hendersonville. I'd like to welcome KO4ZEW, Ben in Malden, South Carolina. Then K4HNR, Connor in Greenville, South Carolina. Then KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock. Then KQ4ZWS, Christine in Traveler's Rest. For our pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome W4IOE, that is Sid, in Fletcher, North Carolina. KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley, South Carolina. And then KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson, South Carolina. Thanks, everybody, for using that pre-net check-in feature. Now we'll go on to the Echolink. Echolink stations and Echolink stations only. Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KN4RJN, that is John in Brown Summit. We have you down for some comments. All right, that's all we have for Echolink stations for now, so let's go to the RF section, and we do that alphabetically. And tonight is Monday, so we're looking through Echo through Hotel. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
Net all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. And Duncan, I have no comment, no traffic tonight. But thank you for calling the net, sir.
JKV. Lincoln, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Canada, North Carolina. I will be negative Nate tonight, Duncan. Thanks.
4 JKB. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Inform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson in Greenville and to Spartanburg. Negative, negative, over.
AO 4 JKV. Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, 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 KR 4 EEE, Greg in Hendersonville. I am negative and negative tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
4 JKV in the Blue Ridge Steam Internet. We would like to welcome KO4HKX. That's Patrick, one of our net controllers. Thanks for checking in tonight, Patrick, all the way from Penrose. Next, we'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That is Harry, up to around closer to me in Candler, North Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Harry. Then we'd like to welcome KO4GUN. That's Nelson. He's mobile down there, heading from Greenville to Spartanburg. Thanks for checking in. Then we'd like to welcome KR4 Echo Echo Echo. That is Greg in Hendersonville. Thanks everybody for checking in. Any other stations, E through H, call KO4JKB. Move on down the alphabet to India through Lima, I through L, call KO4JKB.
JKB. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. Now I'm James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Before JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we would like to welcome KK4JFO. That is James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, James. Any other stations, India through Lima, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Really good to hear you call the net. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. I trust everyone will have a good night, sleep well, and let's have another good one tomorrow. 7-3.
So 4 JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KK4JBQ. That is Larry. And he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. They're down there in Greer. Good to hear you tonight, Larry. Thanks for getting everybody checked in. All right, moving down the alphabet to Mike through Papa, M through P. Call KO4JKV.
4JKV. Duncan, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Red, we're in Piedmont, will be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KK4ONO. That is Lorena, and she brings along her husband Rick. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. They're down there in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, they'd like to check in their daughter Michelle. KM4MOQ. Down there in where's checking in everybody, Lorena? Let's see, any other stations, M through P, call KO4JKB.
Didn't know your name off the top of my head. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. Name here is Fred, Foxtrot Romeo, you're playing on the mobile tonight. Please also check in by relay, Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, KI4MRA, that's my father, his name's also Fred. We're both over here in Star Texas. We'll be hitting again tonight.
This is KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4NNH as Fred. And he's by telephone relay. Well, I don't know if it's telephone relay or not, if y'all are both together. But his father's, his name is Fred, Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha. Thanks for checking in tonight. Let's see, any other stations? Well, let's go ahead and move on to Quebec through Tango. Q through T, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. You caught me with a piece of German nut roll in my mouth. forgive me. Please check in N0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. I live in Greer, and thanks for calling the net. Duncan, appreciate it. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative, negative, sir.
4JKV. Hey, Duncan, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Raymond Golf. KO4QLD, this is Chris Liberty. I'll be negative in there. Oh, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
4JKV. JKV, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2TXJ. Jim, mobile in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet, Bill and Cowpens. I'll be negative and negative.
JKV. Whiskey 4, Sierra Bravo X-ray, W4SBX. This is Brad in Simpsonville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome N0TR. That's Tom down there in Greer. Good to hear you tonight, Tom. Then we'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That is Chris in Liberty. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chris. Next up, KA2TXJ. That is Jim down there in Taylor's Mobile. So be careful out there on the road. Next, we'd like to welcome KK4TRJ. That is Bill in Cowpens. Good to hear you tonight, Bill. Then we'd like to welcome W4SBX. That is Brad in Simpsonville. Thanks, everybody, for checking in. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, call KO4JKV. Move on to the bottom of the alphabet, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Call KO4JKV or Net Control.
KO4JKV. If you would, check in. KQ4WHN. Kilo, Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel, November. My name is Mark. I'm in Greer, and I have just one brief announcement.
4JKV. Hope I got that call correct. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. First, we'd like to welcome KQ4WHN. That is Mark, one of our net controllers down there in Greer, with an announcement. And Mark, feel free to go with your announcement.
Thank you, Duncan. This is Mark, KQ4WHN. Just wanted to let everybody know I'm playing with a little thing to kind of supplement the nets, particularly when I'm doing them. I'm going to try out this thing called ham.live, ham.live. And you can go in and find the net that you're participating on, and it gives you an opportunity to go in and do a little live chat and some back and forth passing around of files or URLs or something else. Just trying to see what might be interesting to bring in and kind of supplement the conversation, get everybody more involved, more interested, and maybe more than just a quick in and out. But if you want to try it, it's ham.live, and I've got session up and running right now. I'm going to try it again a couple tomorrow night when Hayden is leading the charge in Tuesday night's event, and then I'll try it a couple other days this week. But you want to give it a shot, I've got it set up. We can give a play with it if you've got a web browser anywhere near you. Just thought I'd try it out. So anybody wants to join me, feel free to do that. Thanks for the time, Duncan. KQ4WHN, back to Ned.
WHN, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge Tumi Internet. Well, thanks for that information. And while you were making that announcement, I think I pulled it up on my browser. I just typed in ham.live right into my address bar and pulled up, I think, the right page. Says there's two in progress. One is ham.live lobby, and then one is Blue Ridge Tumi Internet RAR, so, Blue Ridge Tumi Internet, that's a different net than, okay, I'm a little confused, but I guess I'm on the right page, correct?
There may be more than one out there. There should be several when you click on the Attend Net menu there at the top, but there should only be one Blue Ridge Tumi Internet and one that says BRARS, but who knows what I've done. I've got the one that I set up. I'm in. Looks like somebody joined me for a second and then popped back out. But like I say, we're playing with it. We're going to try. Whether it'll be popular or interesting, I don't know. But we're going to give it a shot.
So that sounds fun. Yeah, it makes sense now. I got the right place. So, yeah, if anybody out there is listening and they have a browser open, just go to ham.live and go up to AttendNet and see what's shaking. Thanks for sharing that new information. Let's see. All right, we'll break with the KQ4WHN. Next, we'd like to welcome K4XB, that is Tommy, and he brings along Angela, KQ4TBD. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. And let's see, Tommy, I believe I heard you late Thursday night making a contact with one of the 13 colony stations. I was trying to work some of those stations, and I heard your call sign. I was like, that sounds awfully familiar. But always good to hear somebody from a local net on the HF band. So 7-3 to you. Let's see. Any other stations, uniform through Zulu, call KO4JKV. Well, that means we go to the top of the alphabet, which is Alpha through Delta, A through D, call KO4JKV.
JKV. Please check in. Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha, Alpha Delta. That's KR4AAD. This is John in Pisgah Forest, and I will be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net tonight.
4JKV. Skin Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo. KR4ACR, Terry in Morgan.
So 4JKV in the Blue Ridge Tumi Internet, we would like to welcome KR4 Alpha Alpha Delta. That's John in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, John. Then we'd like to welcome KR4 Alpha Charlie Romeo. That is Terry in Moore. Thanks for checking in tonight, Terry. I had to make sure I had it was a C and not an L because my handwriting, sometimes I can't read it. But thanks for checking in. Let's see. Let's go ahead and open it up all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Call KO4JKV. I've got everybody for now. I do think today's the meeting day, so a lot of people might be driving back from the meeting. We'll go ahead and put a bow on it for now. This is KO4JKV, now securing the formal portion of the net, with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. See, right now we just have one on the stump. That is our friend John, KN4RJN. Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, this is KN4RJN. What's going on in your world there, Duncan?
As far as radio goes, the bands have been somewhat better. Not perfect, but I'll take it. But all weekend, starting from Friday night till this morning, I've had like a bad flu. So it's just been a big fog, and it's just been very unfun this weekend. So what's going on with you?
This is KN4RJ, and I'm sorry to hear that. I hope you get feeling better. Sun activity-wise, looks like things have quieted down some. We've only got about a 5% chance of a mild to moderate. Radio blackout, there's been no blackouts observed over the past 24 hours, and anything greater than an R3, i.e. strong or severe, is only about a 1% chance. So that's looking pretty good. Meteor showers, let me get... This mouse is driving me crazy. There we go. I have to do it with this. Meteor showers, we got in July to the end of the month on the 31st, we've got the Southern Delta Aquariids. Best chance is around 11 p.m. on the 30th. The radiant will be rising higher as dawn approaches. Zenith hourly rate on this guy is about 25. They are a fairly faint in brightness and of medium speed. So look towards the south and the east for meteors to appear. Also worth noting that this shower has been known to produce a fireball or two, so even before the maximum date. So that maxes out again on the 31st. It is actually active from July 12th through August 23rd. So anytime in there, if you get a chance, you got clear skies, find the constellation of Aquarius and look in that general direction and sit back. Don't need binoculars, don't need a telescope. Just sit back in your lawn chair and look up. Now, as far as this ham live thing, I got a couple of questions about that. I pulled that page up too while he was talking. And does that work through like Echolink, or does that work through the internet, or how exactly does that work?
Question there, and let's see if Mark's still around. Maybe you can, Mark, if you're still around, KQ4WHN, how is that set up? And since we're in the Ragchi portion, you're free to talk about it a little extra. So if you're still there, just call KO4JKV or Net Control.
KO4JKV. Yeah, this is Mark. The usefulness is to be determined, but it has a microphone button next to a couple of icons, and I'm honestly just trying to figure it all out. The idea, I think, is a way to announce that your nets are live. It was a utility that I used to find a local net here that I wasn't aware of, just because I wasn't aware that the club existed, and kind of got the idea that, hey, that may not be a bad utility to have just kind of hanging around during our nets, to give people an opportunity to communicate when, you know, they don't have the floor. So, like I said, there's a microphone on a couple of different buttons, and I don't know that it has any voice capabilities. It definitely doesn't have the ability to connect into the repeater or any kind of echo link. But, you know, it's a startup company. Not sure how the business model is going to work, but they're doing some interesting things, and they're trying to supplement and generate interest in the ham community. So I'm just curious to see what interest there may be and what you might be able to do with it. But the interesting thing is, you know, things like sharing web addresses, maybe sharing files, documentation, things like that would be child's play here, because you can just hit the upload button and everybody that's in the net can see that file and share that file, and just kind of gives you a central repository to have a conversation. Would really be cool for, you know, during instruction. I know some of the nets do different kind of emergency management planning, different things like that. Be able to throw up an antenna diagram or a wiring diagram would be child's play here. So I can see where it would be beneficial. I'm still trying to figure it all out, to be honest.
For WHM, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that sounds good, and yeah, I understand it doesn't necessarily interface with the audio of this repeater or via Echolink or any other way. It's kind of like a sidebar, like saying this net is in progress, but the people who wish can kind of be in this sidebar chat room to share things and make fun of the net controller, things like that behind the scenes, which is, you know, I could understand. But, and when I tried to click on the In Progress tab, it says you just need to sign up with an email address. So I guess you need an email address and set up a password or something like that, Mark?
Yeah, it's been a while since I set up my account, but I'm sure they have the basic premise that, you know, they want your call sign, your email address, and maybe some sort of way to authenticate. I think it sends you an email, or you can use your, I think I use my Google credentials, and that made it really easy, so that's probably, I don't remember, I just hit the login with Google kind of button there as you get started, so it's fairly simple, and, you know, I don't use Google for a lot of things, so that's what they're going to be able to glean from that probably is not all that useful to them if they're looking to grab marketing material from me.
That sounds good, Mark. Thanks for sharing that. And, John, let me know if that answered your question. And if so, we'll say 73 to Mark, KQ4WHN. But if you have other questions, you feel free to ask them directly right now. Back to you, John.
This is KN4RJN. Well, I see that they've got a how-to video, so I might watch that and see what's going on. Yeah, I did the same thing. I clicked on the Blue Ridge Net to see what was going on there, and they went me to, you know, make an account, so I'll mess with that later. And then they've got the Ham Live Lobby. I'm curious as to what that is, but I'll watch the how-to video, and then I might play around with this a little bit, too. if it's got... if it had voice capabilities, that would be nice because I can talk a lot faster than I can type. But, you know, you do what you got to do. So, so anyway, so I'll, I got nothing else. Duncan, I'm going to send it back to you and back on out of here and say 73s. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Thanks for that information. So we'll say 73 to KN4RJN. This is KO4JKB in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Seeing if there's any last-minute check-ins. If so, call KO4JKB or net control.
For ZEW, latecomer to the conversation, coming from the Brawlers meeting, I was wondering what technology you were just now talking about.
That is... it's a website called slash app, I guess. So if you go to your search bar or explorer bar on a laptop, I guess, you just type in ham.live, and it brings up a couple options. And then you can click on where you see Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It says in progress once you sign in for an account. That allows you to interface with other members as the net's going on, and I think I got that right. Back to you.
I just lost the repeater. What was the name of it?
Ham.live, so H-A-M dot L-I-V-E, and I didn't even have to put in www dot. I just typed in ham.live, and it pops right up, and then once that web page loads, just hit attend, and also there's a tab that has a how-to video that'll give you some more information.
Thank you. This is KO4ZEW Mobile.
And let's see, you checked it on the pre-net check-in, so it's been there. Well, good. Thanks for checking in with us. And let's see, any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet?
KB? Starting late as usual. If you will, sir, please check in. Alpha, Kilo, 4, Hotel, Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Duncan. Appreciate you calling the net for us tonight. Good to get you in here and listen to you guys do a little rag chew here. Good to hear everybody. No traffic, no comments. 7-3 to everyone on the net.
KB? Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, November, Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. Location is Deer Camp. And I'm in and out. Thank you for calling the net, Duncan.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome a K4HR. That is Mike down there in Simpsonville, one of our net controllers. Thanks for checking in tonight with us. Next, we'd like to welcome Chad, KO4NUE, down there at the Deer Camp. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chad. Always good to hear you. Let's see, any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV.
if I missed anybody for comments or check-ins. If so, call KO4JKV.
Good evening, Duncan. This is W4SBX, Brad in Simpsonville. I just thought about it. I said I was negative and negative. I just thought about something. I was on my Oddmaster app today and found out a little piece of information somebody might be interested in. But the Aeris slow scan television is got a new series coming on with like 12 images that they can send you slow scan. I don't have the exact frequency and whatever the other right now. I don't have it wrote down. But if anybody's interested, it's pretty cool. I did it twice on their last mission and got two QSL cards from them. So it's just something neat to check out.
Good. I kind of missed part of it. Is it, a passing satellite that is sending out images?
Negative. It's the International Space Station. And they do it quite often. A brother-in-law of mine told me about it. And I guess the best way I can describe it is he's telling me about it, and I've did it twice, and he talked me through it. But say, like, you got your radio, one radio, and then you set another radio close to it, and then you got to download a robot something 33 or something on Play Store or whatever. And if you know when it's coming over you, then it'll start, the screen will fill up like pink, and then when it starts passing over, it'll turn green, blue, and all this stuff. And it'll print an image or send an image to your phone, your cell phone, and you can get a QSL card for that contact.
Good. I've messed around with some slow scan TV about a year or so ago, and I've kind of messed with ISS and some satellites, but I haven't done slow scan TV through satellites. But also, if slow scan is something you're interested in, let me let this drop for a second. Peter, that a lot of y'all down there in upstate South Carolina might be able to hit. It's on Bear Wallow Mountain in Henderson County in western North Carolina. And every Sunday at, I think, 7 or 7:30 p.m., they do, it's all slow scan TV. Everyone's sending slow scan images back and forth. So that's every Sunday. And that frequency is 146640. With a tone of 91.5. And that's just one night a week. I haven't heard too many local repeaters around the nation that do dedicate a whole net just to slow scan TV. But if that's something you're interested in, you might want to check that out. Over.
I don't know if I mentioned the date. So it starts, I think it's this coming Monday, the 14th, and it runs 7 days. I'll try to look it up and then maybe get back on here tomorrow night and give the frequency and the tone. But I'm sorry for not knowing that now. That's about what people can maybe pull it up. But anyway, 73 is Duncan. Thanks for running that. W4SBS, please.
Brad, I got that written down, International Space Station sending slow scan TV images to the Big Blue Dot starting Monday the 14th for 7 days. All right, we'll break with the W4SBX Brad. And this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, still taking check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Call KO4JKV.
KR4, ATW, Kilo Romeo 4, ATW, Chuck, I'm mobile on HD.
JV, thanks for calling the net. Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome KR4ETW. That is Chuck. and he's mobile. Be careful out there if you're driving around in the upstate. Then we'd like to welcome KI4DOS, that is Gary, one of our net controllers, and he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY, down there in Easley. Always good to hear from you, Gary. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. For check-ins, if so, call KO4JKV.
Control. Please check in. KR4DCJ. I have no traffic, no comment.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KR4DCJ, that's Earl, down there in Spartanburg. Good to get you in the log tonight, Earl. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. We did it again, folks. Tonight we had a pretty good turnout. 47 is the total. So thanks, everybody, for checking in. Tomorrow night, your net controller is Mark, KQ4WHN. He'd love it if you check in with him. So thanks again, and stand by for my net report. KO4JKV now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night. This is KO4JKV clear.
4NUE, KK4JBQ. 04NUE, KK4JBQ. 04NUE, KK4JBQ.
KB4JBQ, KN4RJN. I don't think he wants to talk to you, Larry.
John.
KB4JBQ, KN4RJN. How you doing, Larry? You're sounding tired.
I'm not tired. I'm a bit hoarse. I have a weak voice these days, and I've used it a lot today. For no good reason, I suppose, but anyway, I was trying to reach KO4NUE because I know he's at the deer camp tonight, and I thought he had some tales to tell. Of his day there. He had quite a bit of cleanup, believe it or not, from Helene still. And he and some others are in that process of trying to get things straightened out again. There was lots of damage. I guess some part of the flash flooding just carried off. There's a phrase that I'm not terribly acquainted with. That's why I cannot come up with it. The amount of, if you have a flood which carries off lots and lots of topsoil, there's a word for that. But that's what has happened, and that's what they're trying to correct. KK4JBQ.
KO4NUE.
Billy Washer comes to mind. I don't know if that's the one you're looking for.
And, no, it's, what I was looking for has acre in the expression. I probably knew this at one time and just had forgotten how to put the words together. Good to hear you, Chad.
Two, Larry. I'm sitting on top of a knoll, watching over the valley tonight, and trying to test out some new gadgets. So I've tried to link my thermals to my iPad, so I'm not restricted to
just holding that thing up to my eye. Got it on a tripod, and I'm trying to link it so I can watch through my iPad and not have to hold that heavy thing up all the time.
Well, that's interesting. I suppose I'm having trouble putting the concept together. John, maybe you have more understanding about where Chad's going with this. Jump in there, if you will.
This is KN4RJ. Hey, Chad, how you doing? I haven't talked to you in a coon's age. Anyway, Larry, what he's got is a thermal sight, and he's trying to hook the thermal sight to like a handheld telescope type thing, but it's heavy. And he's trying to hook that to his iPad so he doesn't have to hold the thing up. He can set it on a tripod and then sit down with his iPad in his lap and look and see what it sees is what he's trying to do. At least that's what I think he's trying to do. Is that correct, Chad?
Correct. I got quite a bit of ground to look at and just trying to see what, you know, what's out and moving tonight. I think it's pretty heavy, so just trying to work out a few details. I've got a punch list of things I need to try to work out, so when I get ready to go for the hunt, I don't have all these problems. So that's what tonight's all about, just working out the... I can already tell I got to have some anti-fogging spray to go in my scope, because my scope keeps fogging up where my eyeballs hit, so that's number one on the list tonight.
Well, now I had this arranged all backwards, and I'm glad you, John, thank you for straightening me out, and Chad, thank you for making this clear what you're trying to do. I think that's cool. Of course, if one is able and understanding of such matters, making things more convenient, easier to observe, in this case, and just, I suppose, that's the goal, right? To keep the heavy thing in a certain spot and just to take a look at your iPad, which is going to pound.
That's pretty much it. I got a couple of other pieces I'm going to test out tonight. One of them, I gotta get the linking straightened out so I can actually view it on the iPad. And then I'm going to try to work on a little bit of photography tonight, if that's what you want to call it. Scope I've got, I can do red hot, white hot, black hot, or infrared. So infrared is just crystal clear. So I'm gonna try to take some video tonight of what I, you know, what all I see or don't see. But just trying to get all the buttons figured out, you know.
That's beyond my understanding, and I think I would have to go take some classes before I might have a hope of making all that work. But it's good when you actually determine to reach, just make it a very long reach. And that way, when you do accomplish this, it's a greater accomplishment, I suppose. KK4JBQ.
Yeah, well, Larry, I'll try to describe what I'm looking at. So I've got a set of thermal binoculars, and it basically measures the temperature gradient of your surrounding. If anything is 10 degrees hotter than the gradient, then it lights up what that object is. So, for example, I'm sitting here, we've got a bulldozer here on the property, so I'm sitting here looking. The bulldozer has been sucking up that sun all day. So it's, you know, it's still warm, even though the sun's gone down. So I'm able to see the bulldozer pretty clear. Oh, I don't know, 300 yards away, I guess. And that applies to, you know, anything that is moving, you know, animal or turtle or whatever, you know. And there's some calibrating that needs to be done, so I'm going to do a little bit of calibrating tonight. And I also have the option to take some photos. Hold on a minute. Are we still in the net? Is the net closed?
I'm closed.
Okay. All right. So depending on what optical palette I choose, I can illuminate the point of interest with red or black or white, and it also changes the background so that that particular object stands out. So my binos also have a rangefinder on it and a compass. So I'm going to do some experimenting with the laser, with the rangefinder today, so I can determine, figure out how to use that. And I think my compass is off just a little bit. So I'm going to try to recalibrate that. So I'm sure you can hear the cicadas or cicadas in the background, but it's absolutely beautiful out here. And I'll probably be out here most of the night.
Okay. The good point that, and thank you for asking about the net. I'm sure if it were still going, we wouldn't want to extend our conversations like we're given to do. But I will remind you that I believe still the net or the repeater is in net mode. Meaning that we won't time it out so quickly. I think it times out after a long period of time. And it will announce when it, the repeater will announce when it's going to end the net mode. So we should be fine. KK4JBQ. What'd you say, John?
This is KN4RJN. Chad, did you have much damage down there with all the rain?
Talking about the other day, John, or are you talking about Helene?
No, talking about the other day. Did Helene get you as well?
Yeah, I'd have to say so. Helene got me. I don't even know where to start with that, really. The morning of Helene, my son was going to the QT Mart. Not a good choice to go get coffee in the middle of a storm, but long story short, a tree fell on his truck, a big tree, crushed him in the cab, broke his back in two places, and it's just been... It's been a rough year. I ain't gonna lie. It's just been tough. But I'm, you know, kind of on the backside of it, I think. And I think that's what tonight's a little bit about too. Just get out and kind of enjoy the night, I guess. But yeah, it's pretty rough. A lot of trees, a lot of damage. Took out at every antenna I had. Matter of fact, I haven't put any back up, to be honest with you. It just, I don't know how to describe it, really. It's just been tough. The morning, let me let my radio drop. The storm, We spent a couple years ago, the club, we raised a pretty good chunk of money and replaced the tower at the repeater site. We replaced the, did a lot of work on the building. We replaced the equipment. We did a lot of upgrades. We did some battery backups and, you know, for the community, in case the community ever needed it. But I'll be honest with you. I mean, I'll just say it the way it is. I ended up needing it more than anybody that morning. I just could not get my phone to work. It would work sometimes, and sometimes it wouldn't. It was just the strangest thing, but I reached out to one of our club members on the repeater, and she was able to get the fire department there. But had we not replaced the tower, I have no doubt it would not have sustained Helene, because the new tower, it was at a list at about 3 degrees after the storm. Ripped some antennas off of the tower. Did some other damage, but the tower stayed. I mean, it had a 3 degree list on it, but we got it straight. Got the other antennas repaired, but the 2 meter dipole, the folded dipole we've got, it's 22 feet long. It stayed and functioned. We eventually ran out of power about the fifth day, I believe. We were able to get a generator up on the hill and continue to run until we got commercial power back up, which has been about a week later, I guess, but it's been a long year.
This is KM4RJ, and so how is your son?
He's good. He's on his feet, back at work. I don't know how to say it. I don't think the average person would know that there's an issue, but working in the shop, I can see how, you know, there's certain position welders have, you just kind of can spot, and it's a little awkward. He's lost a lot of motion, being able to twist and turn and carry on. But other than that, he's physically okay, I'd say.
I'm glad to hear that. A broken back is is not a good thing. Yeah, that puts people in wheelchairs, sometimes permanently. But I'm thinking about you, Chad, and I'm thinking about your son, and yeah. I hope the rest of your year goes better.
Four NUE with KN4RJN and KK4JBQ. So, it's all good. It's all good. I've learned a lot from all of this, and it's all good. That's all I can say.
This is KN4RJ. Chad, you take care of yourself. Larry, I'm going back on out of here. I got a couple of things I got to do here. You guys carry on. And like I said, Chad, I'll be thinking of you. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
I just want to thank you for jumping in there and chatting with us for a little bit. It's really good to hear you when you give your sky report. I know people call it different things, but to me it's a sky report. I thank you for participating and, you know, cranking up the level of inquiry, you might say, and it's good to talk about ham radio stuff. That's very appropriate here, but talking about the sky and talking about the solar weather also, that's something I look forward to, and I thank you for it. And I'll talk to you again a bit later. Chad, I don't want to keep you if you're in the middle of something, but it's awfully good to talk with you. KK4JBQ.